Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Sherry Aitken. She is here to talk about Visit Sitka, and they're having a meeting at 3 p.m. today at the Visitors Information Center at 104 Lake Street, and we're here to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So can you tell me a little bit about the organization Visit Sitka, what its purpose is, and what you do?
Well, I realized when you were doing my intro, though, that I didn't tell you what my title is at work. I do a lot of things at Visit Sitka, but officially my title is Director of Tourism there, which covers a wide range of activities. Visit Sitka is a destination marketing organization, so we're here to promote the city of Sitka to visitors and friends and family that are going to come here that don't live here year-round, and some temporary people, too, that live here for a short amount of time. Maybe you're a traveling nurse, or you're here to work a construction project, or you're here to fish in the fleet for the summer. We're the people that you come to for information. We're the people that give you information before you get here. And essentially, we're the ones that are luring people into Sitka.
And some changes and new programs happening this summer in Sitka. Can you tell me a little bit about, for example, the pilot program for the downtown shuttle service that happened for a few weeks this summer?
Super exciting. That was actually sort of what we would call a stakeholder generated, meaning people from the business community and restaurants, retail, all of that on the main street, and also from Harbor Drive and Catlan Street got together and said, we feel like that we're not getting visitors down into the main part of Sitka, that maybe there's some barriers for them, whether they have issues with mobility or they just don't realize that there's anything beyond the church. We want them to get into the heart of Sitka and really enjoy their experience here and understand that it's a fully functioning town and what we have to offer. And so the idea was to get folks on a bus if they just didn't have the idea that they could get any farther down the street, that primarily focused at cruise ship tourism, and it would generate out of the Harrigan Centennial Hall area down into the main street, simple loop, about 15 minutes. No real destination in mind, but really just to promote our downtown area. This was from the businesses, as I said, in this area. They came up with the idea. They sought some support from the city, who were gracious enough to give us money for a pilot project. And I say us really loosely. I really didn't have much to do with it. It was led by a lady named Pat Kehoe, who's an artist in the downtown area there and a part of the artist co-op. And really, other people supported it. I'm sorry, I don't know all the people to thank, but they got it up and running. They secured transportation. They got advertising. And I think it gives a service to people that maybe wouldn't fully enjoy our community if they didn't have that.
And another thing that's changed the visitors' landscape in Sitka, the Aspen Hotel obviously opening up. How does that kind of change the landscape here?
Yeah, super excited. So the Aspen Hotel added 70 full suite hotel rooms, which makes a big difference for us because when we're looking at business, visitor business outside of the cruise ship tourism season, and also I should say destination saltwater fishing lodge season, those are the two real drivers of visitors here. Besides the normal folks that are coming here just to work during the summer, either in the fishing industry or maybe for one of the tourism businesses. And this really helps us attract conventions and meetings. And we don't sometimes have enough beds because it is a small town. And the Aspen gives us the ability to bid on bigger conventions, which in turn allows other venues in Sitka to host bigger meetings and generate more revenue into the community through sales tax, through people walking again that main street and buying the supplies that they need, and a few things maybe to take home as well.
And you also mentioned earlier that a new cruise ship company is coming in next summer, the Windstar, but that may not necessarily change the numbers we're going to see next summer, right?
Right. So a little bit of a shift in the tourism that's come into the Sitka over the last few years, definitely since 2008. In the past, we've had larger volume ships, and that's really been the focus. And as that's kind of dissipated, and we've seen sort of the rock bottom of our numbers, and now we're kind of continuing on up, clawing our way back up into the mid-150s in potential number of visitors to Sitka on cruise ships. We have seen the rise of Sitka as kind of what we would call a boutique port, which is smaller, what we call mid-level ships. maybe in the 250 to 600 passenger range. Mm-hmm. And the Windstar is one of these ships. They've chosen to come into Sitka. It's a very high-end cruise line that'll be operating in here next summer. I think making about 6 to 8 port calls, and super excited to be there. We've already had several people up from the Windstar. We've had people visit with us at the cruise trade convention that we went to in Miami. The city also sent the mayor, and one of our local business people traveled with us. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to be able to reach out to cruise lines and encourage them to come to Sitka.
And what are some of your other goals as an organization moving forward? What are you looking at in terms of beautifying Sitka or making it, you know?
Well, this is kind of where the visitors committee comes into. We really enjoy having people there. Part of it is collaborative. So we're looking for things to boost local interaction. One of the really neat programs that happens is the Downtown Beautify Committee. They aren't with us, but they're another organization that formed out of an economic forum CETA event, I believe. They're the ones that put all the flower baskets up and keep those watered all summer. And this is a great way for them to seek volunteers or to let us know if they need help. We talk about things that we can do to draw people down the street, because sometimes it can look a little stale or maybe industrial, and then people don't really know that, hey, there's something down there, because mm-hmm. they just see maybe office buildings and that nature. And mm-hmm. so they need to know that is actually a functioning downtown with a lot of really neat, unique shops mm-hmm. and restaurants that can give them a great commercial experience while they're in Sitka. They're going out and they're doing all the attractions and visiting the park and going to the Fortress of the Bear and to the Raptor Center and the Sitka Sound Science Center, Sheldon Jackson, seeing the dance shows. But we want them to also have an experience where if they want to take something home, a piece of their Alaskan journey, that we can give them something that's unique that we've made here in Sitka with our own hands. We're really lucky to have a lot of independent shops here.
And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off? Or?
So I should remind you that the meeting is at 3 p.m. It's at 104 Lake Street in the Visitor Information Center, right across the street from the Westmark. We're actually closing the Visitor Information Center just for a few minutes while we have our meeting, so everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a member of Visit Sitka to participate. Just if you have an interest in the travel industry or you think you have something to share, we love to have people come in that have new ideas and something to lead us on. We always are looking for people to champion those new ideas.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.